AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will be back for another term. The Democrat thanked voters.
You showed up because you saw our democracy was on a brink of existence, and you decided to do a damn thing about it.
There are still some races that have not been decided that will determine which party has the majority in the House and the Senate. The AP hasn't called a winner, but Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson is claiming victory in his Senate race. Races have also not been decided in Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. A number of House races have also not been decided. AP Votecast, a broad survey of the national electorate, shows high inflation and concerns about the fragility of democracy were heavily influencing voters. Russia's military announced its withdrawing from Ukraine's southern city of Kherson and nearby areas in what would be another setback for Russian forces in the eight-month war. Tropical storm Nicole is expected to reach Florida as a hurricane. Palm Beach County has ordered an evacuation.
That includes Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Other counties also have evacuation orders. National Hurricane Center specialist Daniel Brown says warnings are in effect from Boca Raton to just past Cape Canaveral, which is also affecting NASA's moon rocket.
We're not expecting this to get much stronger than Category 1 hurricane, but because the system is so large, really almost the entire east coast of Florida, except the extreme southeast part and the Keys, is going to receive tropical storm force winds over the next 12 to 24 hours.
Brown says 3 to 5 feet of rainfall is in the forecast, and Nicole's winds are already 70 miles per hour and expected to increase. And then there's the storm surge.
Life-threatening storm surge with storm surge amounts as high as 3 to 5 feet.
I'm Julie Walker.
Facebook parent Meta is laying off 11,000 workers. It's contending with faltering revenue and broader tech industry problems. This is AP News. The man who will be Maryland's first black governor has a message of unity.
Democrat Wes Moore is an Army combat veteran.
When I was an Army captain, I led soldiers in combat in Afghanistan. We lived by a simple principle. Leave no one behind.
He told a crowd gathered in downtown Baltimore for his victory speech, real patriotism means bringing people together.
You know a question I never once asked my soldiers? What's your political party? It never got brought up.
Wes Moore defeated Republican Dan Cox to win the governor's race in Maryland. Cox was endorsed by former President Trump. Wes Moore says there's a message in his victory.
In Maryland, we can come together.
He was heard there on WMAR-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
Voters approved recreational marijuana in Maryland and Missouri, but rejected it in three other states. 21 states now have approved marijuana's recreational use. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.